I feel a bit like Gideon right now. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the people who are here to worship you and to hear your word. Thank you for everything you do for us. Please be with me as I convey the words that are on my heart, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, dear Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. Well, this is something I've been thinking about for a while. I just didn't know I was going to do it today. But I've been thinking about Gideon. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with Gideon, but Gideon was probably the least, the last person you would expect that God would call on to lead an army. And in Judges, the Lord comes to Gideon. He is a young man, and he's at the threshing floor. Says here he was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep them from the Midianites. They're having problems with the Midianites. And the angel comes of the Lord comes to him and says, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." And he is saying what I felt like, "Who, me? What?" He says, "But if the Lord is with us, why is this happening to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?'" And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of the Midian's hands. Am I not sending you?" And Gideon goes, "But Lord, wait a minute. How can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest, and I am the least in my family." And the Lord said, "I will be with you." So Gideon is still hesitant, to say the least. And so he went in and he prepared an offering, and he built an altar, but he's still kind of hesitant and thinking, this can't be real. You know, I think of the story of Mary, where she just, right away, she said, "Okay, I'm going, I'm good with this." And Gideon goes, "Let me think." So what does Gideon do? He says, "I want a sign." Now, how many of us in the situation we're in right now want a sign? Everybody's looking for a sign, okay? So Gideon says in Judges 6, 36, he says, "If you're going to save Israel by my hand, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. And if the dew is only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I'll know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said." So he rose early the next day, and he squeezed the fleece and wrung out a whole lot of water, a bowl full, it says, but the ground was dry. Okay, that wasn't good enough. Oftentimes that's the way with us. We see something that we think, oh, that's the Lord's hand, but maybe there's something else. We need something else. We need an additional sign. So Gideon says, "Don't be angry with me, but make one more request, please. How about if we do it the other way? This time, let's make the ground wet, but the fleece will be dry." That seemed probably a little more difficult, because you know, you've been in places where the dew is on the grass, and the grass is really wet, but the ground is dry, you know, the sidewalk's dry. So maybe Gideon thought, oh, I've seen that with other things, so let's try something different. So this time, he says, "Make the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew." So that night, God did so. Only the fleece was dry, and all the ground was covered with dew. So Gideon goes, okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to do this. So he puts together an army. And his army isn't nearly as big as the Midianites, whatever they're called. Midianites, yep, Midianites. And so God, he had 22,000 men to begin with. And God says, you have too many men. And so God says, anyone who trembles with fear, you have to turn away. So Gideon went from 22,000 men to 10. And then he said, you still have too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them for you, like flour. How many of you ever sifted flour? Oh, good. There's a few young people who've actually done that. That's good. Because for some people, that reference wouldn't mean much. So he says, I will sift them for you. This one shall go with you. And so he says, they went down to the water, and he told them, separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel down to drink. 300 men lapped with their hands to their mouths, and all the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other men go. And I thought, that's kind of what's happened to us. We have gone from filling this church when Martha was first here, filled the church and the balcony. Then when I came, there were about 100, 150 people in the church. And then it shifted down to maybe 50. And now we are 20 or 25. I feel like God's doing the same thing to us that he did to Gideon. That we had too many men before. And that he brought us down to the fighting group that we are. And the camp says, now the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley. During that night, the Lord said to Gideon, get up and go down against the camp, because I am going to give it into your hands. If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Purah and listen to what they are saying. So, long story short, Gideon takes 300, he starts with 22,000 people, 22,000 men, and he ends up with 300. I mean, that's huge. Not only was Gideon hesitant in the first place, but he thought if he could get a big army, he could do what God was asking him to do. And then God asked him to do it with 300 people instead of 23,000 people. And he defeated the Midianites with 300 people. And to me, the lesson is not to not doubt or not to question or be afraid, but to obey what God asks us to do. And in his obedience, even though I'm sure he was going, what? You're going to take 300 people against the whole Midianite army? That's crazy. But it worked, because that was God's plan. And so I feel like his plan for us is to take the remnants, the people that we have left here, and this is the group that he will take to defeat whatever Satan has in store for us. And I really felt like when we were talking, it might have been the women's group when we were at Panera, and all of a sudden I thought of Gideon, and I thought, that's the story that we should be looking at, because not only did he get signs that he asked for, but he also defeated a huge army with a small number of people. So we are small but mighty, right? I hope so, anyway. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the story of Gideon and how we can relate to it in the situation where we are right now. Gideon was not meant to be a leader. He was not meant to be a warrior, but God made him so. And we need to look at what God has planned for us. and that we can be strong and mighty even with a few. In Jesus' name, amen.